KCBS, and that, of course, is time for the Osgood File. Here's Charlie.
Computers have become a part of almost everyone's lives, but most computer programs leave blind people out. Most, but not all.
I basically bit the bullet and said this can be fixed by actually building things from the ground up to be used with speech.
The blind leading the blind. Stand by. You use your computer if the monitor went out and you couldn't see the screen? What if you couldn't see the screen or the keyboard? What if you were blind?
Many things you do on the computer assume a core set of capabilities. They assume that you can move the mouse. They assume that you can point at specific things.
V.T. Raman has been blind since he was 14.
The average software engineer is 25 years old, has 20/20 vision, perfect hearing, perfect hand-eye coordination.
So Raman, who works for Adobe Systems, took matters into his own hands. He designed special software for the blind. All the cues are audible.
That's what you hear when you delete something.
Raman uses his program for everything from balancing his checkbook to surfing the net.
It makes that sound whenever it wants to offer me help.
Computer programs for the blind have been around since the 1980s, but they were very slow and hard to use. John Gardner.
I couldn't write equations or read equations.
Gardner is a physics professor at Oregon State University who lost his sight 10 years ago.
I couldn't see the graphs. I couldn't see the data analysis. And getting access to that was no easier in 1989 than it was in 1889.
Raman's program can't handle every kind of graph or equation, but Gardner says it has made his life easier.
Raman's influence in trying to change the way that computer software is fundamentally constructed, I think, is a ray of hope for the future.
And one other thing. Blind people can't buy Raman's program. He gives it away for free. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.